Okay. Hello, is the microphone working? Welcome to Club Firesign. And now, first up, Beach Street Jack with Baghdad Bush Suit. Whatever that means. Bombus Jack!
Jack's back on the bully band. Stand up, a fat black mind stuck in my hand. So let's lay it down. Gone, gone, gone is that desert storm tan. That wimpy eastern desert tan. That early 90s fashion style. Those camouflage panties on Vicky's secret cuties. Sub-teen patriot gun club get up. Daddy's slick duck blind sports utility upholstery, yeah. The thrill is gone. You gotta dress the kids right. There's a tough new style, a fashion storm coming down on the backs of our boys and girls. So let them model a baggy Baghdad Bush suit in a superpower mix of oily black, cut down, pine brown, deep, deep, deficit red, and golden CEO green. You'll preen, you'll scheme, you'll gleam like a rocket's red stare. So modern moms, suit them up for home front insecurity. Dress your little chicks and chums for contingencies, collaterals, and changes of regime in the baggy Baghdad Bush suit. Get it on behind Operation Cloudy Crystal Ball. One size fits all. So get it right. Bring back the uniform, the uniform opinion. Dress them up. Click here now. Go it alone. Click here now. Don't change your mind. Click here now. This is Beat Street Jack telling you if you're strong and wrong, then you better redress for success. So click here now, ladies. Click here now. Yeah, click here now.
Just any old ghost story. This one's a true story. One-Eyed Jack used to work on the farm long before I hatched. It was around that time that some very strange things started happening.
What kind of strange things.
Farm animals began to disappear, never to be seen again. Anyway, One-Eyed Jack ran away after that, but legend has it he still lives in these woods.
What if One-Eyed Jack's watching us right now?
You'll know if he's about if you watch out for three things. His wheezy, spluttering cough.
What was that?
His giant footprint. And of course, the yellow glow of his one eye.
Here come the nightmares.
Well, I was playing a little poker, trying to make myself some bread. I tried to get myself a king, but got a one-eyed jack instead. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my hat. Well, then we played a little stud, and I thought sure I had it sacked. When I saw the card I got, I knew for sure the deck was stacked. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. Well, then we switched the game to lowball. I was hitting on a six. When I saw the card I got, I knew for sure the deck was fixed. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. Once I thought I had a winner, then the dealer looked at me. He said, you think this card's an ace, but I know just what it will be. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home. Well, when the game was getting hot, I saw him smiling with delight. When I saw the card, he turned me, man, you know there was a fight. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack. It was a one-eyed jack that made me lose my happy home.
A long time ago, back in 1882. Almost everybody knew.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He'd sneak up on you quietly and shoot you in the back.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He was a no good gun toting critter called Jack.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
Hung on his hip.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
A big black mustache hung on his lip.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He never combed his hair and he never took a bath.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He was a no good gun-toting critter called Jack.
Do it, I can do it.
He coming down a shooting, a hollering and a hooting. The people, they all scattered and run. The sheriff tried to fool him, but Jackie boy, he fooled him and caught another notch upon his gun. Well, he gallivanted and groovy on a tall skinny horse.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
All the cats in town knew that Jackson was bald.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He chased a train on foot till it run out of track.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He was a no good gun toting critter called Jack.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it. Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
Look at that cowboy go.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
He's wheeling on all four.
Is he bad?
Is he bad? Do a horse have ankles? Hide your mustache.
Do it, I can do it, I can do it.
Lip gloss,
like horses bill.
All passengers for Flight 103 to Nashville, Tennessee, please proceed to Gate 17 for boarding. Well, I played Chicago the other night and was headed back home on a morning flight. I had my luggage all checked to Nashville, Tennessee. So I got on board to find a comfortable seat, and the stewardess smiled at me real sweet, said, "Welcome aboard, sir, on Flight number 103. So I found myself a nice easy chair. Then the captain's voice came over the air. He said, "Welcome aboard, folks, this is Captain Lee." Said, "The weather's kind of nasty down here, but where we're going, it should be clear. And the time in Nashville right now is 3:30. Now, I've flown hundreds of times before, but friend, when I heard them engines roar, I buckled down that old seatbelt good and tight. Then down the runway, Nashville bound, that big old bird lifted off of the ground. So I leaned on back and prepared to enjoy the flight. Then the stewardess brought some scrambled eggs, and the guy beside me, he checked the legs, and the other guy beside him made a funny crack. Just about that time I heard a yell, and I saw a friend that I knew right well, and he waved at me and hollered out, "Hi, Jack." Well, I really don't know who's to blame, 'cause Jack has always been my name, but I want to tell you right now, and this is true. Had I known the problems that were coming to me just for being on flight number 103, I'd have wished my ma and pa had to call me Sue. The stewardess screamed and then threw the eggs all over the guy that had checked her legs and spilled hot coffee all down over some woman's dress. Then a voice come over that intercom, "Some nuts aboard and he's got a bomb," and 13 people had cardiac arrests. The air police jumped on me real fast, and the pilot, he started dumping the gas. My buddy that hollered at me, well, he just froze. The marshal, he grabbed me around the neck, then he threw me down like they broke my neck and stuck a great big old 38 right on my nose. Well, I tried to tell him that Jack's my name, and I had no intention of bombing the plane, and just about that time everything went black. Well, he brought that gun down upon my head, and it hurt so bad that I thought I was dead, and all because my buddy had said, "Hi, Jack." Then when I awoke down there on the ground, with my hands all cuffed and my feet all bound, I felt right lucky just to know I was really alive. Now the stars can all fall out of the sky, and all hell can freeze before I'll fly, and especially if it's on Flight 103. So my friend, if you have to sing some night, then I have to get up and catch a morning flight, be sure you remember exactly what I've said. And if you see your friend, you better use some tact, and especially if his name is Jack, and if you have to speak at all, you better call him Fred.
This is Captain MacPherson welcoming you aboard East Scottish Airways. You've had your tea. Our destination is Glasgow. There is no need to panic.
There's a bomb on board this plane, and I'll tell you where it is for £1,000.
I don't believe you.
If you don't tell me where the bomb is, if I don't give you the money, unless you give me the bomb...
The money?
The money, thank you, pretty lady. The bomb will explode, killing everybody.
Including you.
I'll tell you what it is for £1.
All right. Here's £1.
I don't want Scottish money. They've got the numbers. It can be traced.
£1. Now, where's the bomb?
Can't remember.
You forgot.
Ah, you better have your poon back. Oh, now where's the bomb?
Wait a tick.
My first is in Glasgow, but not in Spain. My second is in steamer, but not in train. My hole is in the luggage compartment on the plane. I'll tell you where the bomb is for a pound.
It's in the luggage compartment.
Right, here's your pound.
Is this character giving you any trouble?
He's just ruined this sketch.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, let's go on to the next one.
Wait a tick. I won't ruin your sketch for a pound.
No. Oh, come on.
Don't.
dog comes sniffing, and my nose, he makes me blush. When Jack Frost comes kissing, I step outside, and baby, what a rush. Try and find someone cooler.
Twillingham.
What you want, Remington?
Hey, whatever happened to old Jack?
I don't exactly know, but I'm awful tired of waiting for him. He said he was going to be here by Tuesday.
Well, this is just Friday.
Oh, well, then we can wait a little while.
Sure, don't rush him. Don't sure. rush him, Bob.
Hey, look. There's a leg. There's a man's leg.
Where?
There, by the tracks. Got the extra toe on, like the toe we know on Jack's leg.
Hey, look there's an arm, there's a man's arm.
Where?
There, by the tracks. Got the same tattoo on, like the dame we knew on old Jack's arm.
He'd give his friends an arm or leg, Jack always said.
But though he was a good-natured egg, Jack never lost his head.
He never lost his head, but look.
There's
a head. There's a man's head.
Wow!
There, by the tracks.
Hey, smiling kind of cutely. Man, that's absolutely Jack's head.
Hey, pull yourself together to talk to me, Jack.
Jack,
are you hurt?
Ooh, that boy really went to pieces.
One-eyed Jack rode to Monterey in the heat of the blazing sun. When Sheriff Longworth saw Kid Rio, he strapped on his fast gun. The sheriff didn't trust the one-eyed Jack, nor the deadly smile he wore. And when that night he shamed Louisa, in vengeance the sheriff swore. Beware of the one-eyed Jack, especially if they're wild. One-eyed Jacks are deadly, even when they smile. Never trust the one-eyed Jack with his cold, cold heart of stone. He will only show one side to you, for his soul's the devil's own. Ten cracks of the sheriff's whip cut deep, the pain-filled Rio cursed. You'd better kill me while you can, or I will get you first. The angry sheriff raised his gun butt high, then smashed Rio's trigger hand. You're done for now, you one-eyed Jack. You will kill no other man. Beware of the one-eyed Jack, especially if they're wild. One-eyed Jacks are deadly, even when they smile. Never trust a one-eyed Jack with his cold, cold heart of stone. He will only show one side to you, for his soul's the devil's own. The creaky iron door slammed shut tight. The one-eyed Jack was jailed. With Louisa's help, he soon escaped, for his true love had not failed. The horses rode off with the lovers too, as the smoking six guns burst. The sheriff aimed his gun at the one-eyed Jack, but the one-eyed Jack shot first. Beware of the one-eyed Jacks, especially if they're wild. One-eyed Jacks are deadly, even when they smile. Never trust a one-eyed Jack with his cold, cold heart of stone. He will only show one side to you, for his soul's the devil's own.
International action superstar Jack Jackson is known for his body counts.
You're just a cop, Jack. You can't take on the Foot Clan and Decepticons by yourself.
I may be just a cop, but I'm a damn good one.
But are you ready for the softer side of Jack? This summer, Jack Jackson stars in his first ever movie without firing a gun or blowing things up.
I thought my hand was empty without my gun, but it's my heart that's empty without you.
Jack Jackson holsters his sidearm and gets himself blown away in Jack of Hearts.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of whatever it is. And anyway, today we bring you a salute to my new best friend in the world, my cat Jack, who joined us about 6 weeks ago. I'll tell you more about him in a minute. Let me just catch you up with the playlist so you can cleanse yourself as you will. We started with the Firesign Theater, or at least two of them, Beat Street Jack's Baghdad Bush Suit. Not sure of the point, but okay. Featuring David Osmond mostly, and introduced by Phil Proctor. Manny Moe and Jack was the Dickies. You remember them, Manny Moe and Jack. The legend of One-Eyed Jack came from something called Farm Kids. Don't know what that is. I think it has to do with very young children. Bobby Charles from 1957, One-Eyed Jack. And then the gun-toting critter called Jack was the Hollywood Argyles, the brainchild of Gary Paxton and those people that gave us Alley-Oop, Oop, Shoop. Hi Jack was Hank Snow, a story there. Monty Python's Airplane Hijack sketch. And then the Village Sound, whoever the hell they are. Hey Jack, don't hijack my plane. Okay, and then speaking of hijack, the Ramones, the return of Jackie and Judy. I've Got a Thing for Jack was Chris Standring and Katrin Shore, and I Will Give You Dollars to Donuts. They never ever expected to find themselves following a Ramones song anywhere. Check and see if I'm right. The Jackie look was Jack Bartley, a double Jack there for you. It was Freddie Slack and his orchestra. Whatever happened to old Jack? Well, he's young Jack now. And then the Ballad of the One-Eyed Jack was Johnny Burnett from the movie directed by Marlon Brando, which I have yet to read a favorable review of. And then some sort of promo for something. I don't know what. But anyway, let me tell you about Jack. Jack joined us 6 weeks ago. My wife and I were just driving around. We were headed to a store, and I said, hey, you want to go look at cats? Don't do this. We did. We went in, and we came out with a cat. And the cat was Jack. He's only got one eye. He's got his right eye got lost to a sinus infection, so he's only got one eye. That's why you hear all these one-eyed Jacks. My wife wouldn't let me call him... She wouldn't let me call him Popeye. She wouldn't let me call him Cyclops. We thought about Carl, but that... too obscure. So anyway, he's fit really well into the house. He's a riot. He's a curious guy. He wanders around the house and talks to everything. And he's just a cool thing to have around. So I thought I'd give him a tribute today. You don't mind, do you? I got more. Just hang in there.
Joe.
Jill fell in the hay, and we all did the tumble-rama. We were all down.
Who is Jack Shit, you ask? Many people are at a loss for a response when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit. Now you can intellectually handle the situation. Jack Shit is the only son of Aw Shit and Oh Shit. Aw Shit, the fertilizer magnate, married Oh Shit, the owner of Knee Deep in Shit, Inc. Jack Shit married No Shit, and the deeply religious couple produced 6 children. Holy Shit, Full of Shit, Give a Shit, Bullshit, Deep Shit, and Dip Shit. Against her parents' wishes, Deep Shit married Dumb Shit, a high school dropout. After 15 years of marriage, Jack and No Shit got divorced. No Shit later married Mr. Sherlock, and because her kids were living with them, she wanted to keep her previous name. She was then known as No Shit Sherlock. Dip Shit married Loda Shit, and they produced a nervous son, Chicken Shit. Full of Shit and Give a Shit were inseparable throughout their childhood, and subsequently married the Happens sisters in a dual ceremony. The newspaper announced the Shit Happens wedding. The Shit Happens children are dog, bird, and horse. Bullshit, the prodigal son, left home to tour the world, and recently returned from Italy with his new bride, Pisa Shit. So now, when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit, you can correct them.
He wouldn't pull his weight cause he was such a lazy jerk. He read said what's beneath him and he ran away to school to be an arcanist. This donkey was a fool. He's Jackass, Jackass, running through the halls, distracting all the students cause he's playing with his books and ink and papers, papers all around the class. And you can't be an arcanist when you're such a stupid ass. From the university and started he and Hall and every lady he did see. One when she tried to write him said he wasn't very kind, and a fizzle down to fizzle isn't what she had in mind. He's Jackass, Jackass, running through the halls, distracting all the students cause he's licking someone's books and ink and papers, papers all around the class. No, you can't be an arcanist when you're such a stupid ass. Donkey isn't simple, in fact he's kind of smart. That is if you consider assery to be an art. He's a well-bred ass, you can see it by his stride, and for a copper penny he will let you take a ride. He's Jackass, Jackass, running through the halls, distracting all the students as he stocks the teacher's books and ink and papers, papers all around the class. No, you can't be an arcanist when you're such a stupid ass.
Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray. I said the jackass will jump and bray, Lordy, let him bray, everybody.
Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray.
Now I tell you in a positive way, don't tie me donkey down there, cause me donkey will romp and play, don't tie me donkey down there. Hey!
Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray. Let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray. Let him bray.
Once again now.
Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray. Let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray. Let him bray.
Now me donkey gone mad, they say, don't tie me donkey down there, cause his eye on a bailer. Hey, don't tie me donkey down there.
Jackass will jump and bray. Let him bray. Let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray. Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray.
Now the news really travel fast, don't tie me donkey down there. When me donkey in the meadow grass, don't tie me donkey down there.
Jackass will jump and bray, let him bray, let him bray.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Around the corner.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray. Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Ah, play that thing, man. One more time now. Shoot me. Lordy. Now me heart is light and gay. Don't tie me donkey down there. Hee-haw till judgment day. Don't tie me donkey down there.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray. Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Once again now.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray. Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Around the corner.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Once again now.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Down the road now.
Jackass will jump and pray. Let him pray, let him pray.
Sugar lump, my friend Jack eats sugar lump. Sugar man has got a care. He's been traveling everywhere. Been on a voyage across an ocean, heard the sweet sound of his emotion. He's seen the hawk.
My name is Jack and I live in the back of the Greta Garbo home. With friends I will remember wherever I may roam. My name is Jack, I live in the back of the Greta Garbo home for wayward boys and girls. Now Now here's old Fred with his hands on his head, 'cause he thinks he's heard the bomb. And here comes Super Spade, who really gets it on. And my name's Jack, I live in the back of the Greta Garbo home for wayward boys and girls. There is Dave with the paints he made from the food that diggers found. Ruth is always praying and never makes a sound. It's lots of fun and I love to run up and down the stairs. I make as much noise as I want and no one even cares. And my name's Jack, we live in the back of the Greta Garbo home for wayward boys and girls. There's Carl over there with his funny hair, he's never sad at all. And when I grow up, I want to run as fast as my friend Paul. There's the prettiest girl in the whole wide world, and her name is Melody Mend. And here comes Mom with brother Tom, who's probably my best friend. And my name's Jack, I live in the back of the Greta Garbo home for wayward boys and girls. We all know Jack, we live in the back of the Greta Garbo home for wayward boys and girls.
Okay, now next, here at the Capitol Club, Beat Street Jack reading his latest poem, Famous Accountant School. Go get him, Jack.
Gone, 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 gone is the 20th century, when accounting was a drab and nerdy occupation for the little guy. Now the lid is off, the votes are in. There's Famous Accountant School. Learn to drive the big steeler dealers, sales tax evasion, offshore loan sharking, multiple cokehead re-entry bookkeeping, cookbooks, spend bucks, click here now. Incorporate in a warmer climate before it gets too hot at home. Haggle in the infra-thin, trade interstate emissions, hedge gas futures, a virtual balance sheet, renter B. Get out of the pit and get onto the pendulum. It's all thrills. It's a closed course and you're a trained driver at Famous Accountant School. No one turned down. Confidentiality assured. Change your life today. Get all the perks, benefits, stock options, and admiration from your fellow men that comes with a high floor, multinational partnership, and a secure and immediate fiscal retirement plan. Hey, stop being a mark. Learn mark-to-market electrical three-prong Monty at Famous Accountant School. Click here now. No tests, no classes, no books or interviews. Click here now. Our skilled instructors have invaded prosecution for white-collar crimes and sought political payoffs for decades. Jump over the bright line. Click here now. Win your personal race to the bottom line. Click here now. Restate your revenue over and over and over again every time you slide like rawhide through a legal loophole at Famous Accountant School. So click here now. Click here now. Click here now.
Well, you got no more assurance than a great big hunk of lead. If you don't respond to romance, Jack, you dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes.
when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living. Jack, you dead. When that happens to you, Daddy, Jack, you dead.
Way down south, sunny in L.A., there's a hell of a man they call One Eye Jack, living in the best place. He loves that country music. That bottom bolt device. So if you get off of that Tamiami trail, friend, you better realize, better not mess with One-Eyed Jack, or you won't be coming back. Well, now Crockett and Tubbs and the Miami boys, don't fool around with him, cause he'll cut you in two, shoot you 10 times, bad as Leroy Brown or Slim. One tough customer, I tell you what I'm talking about. He's beat the best all around. No, there ain't no doubt. Better not mess with One Eye Jack, or you won't be coming back. Oh, look out for One Eye Jack,
cause it's a wild card.
Oh, look out for One Eye Jack. Well, he served some time in Vietnam. Now he don't give a damn. He's trained to kill, and I'm afraid he will. Don't think you up close, fam. He's got a one-eared bulldog. He calls him Rambo. Right in the shotgun seat. The gator's all right, and they hear him a coming. So, friend, you better listen to your feet. Say, you better not mess with One-Eyed Jack, or you won't be coming. Jack, well, you won't be coming back.
the ponderosa grow, where the mountain touches heaven with its perfect cloak of snow. There lived a man who took a stand to win his homeland back. His native name was Quintbouache, but they called him Captain Jack. Captain Jack, he beat the army, overcame the cavalry, just like David and Goliath, he'll go down in history. The Modoc lived in harmony for centuries untold, with earth and wind and sky and sea and heat and bitter cold. They understood the earth was good but could not comprehend the white man's greed and endless need and all to no good end. Captain Jack, he beat the army, cannonballs and powder cares made the soldiers run like hound dogs with their tails between their legs. Back east, the people heard the news how Captain Jack's small band, though cornered in the lava caves, refused to leave their lands. While hungry, cold, and destitute, afraid for their bloodlines, their faces proudly graced the front page of the New York Times. Captain Jack, he beat the army, long will be the story told, how the light of love and courage far outshone the lust for gold.
My name is Jack, and I am awesome. Everybody loves me, because I am awesome. My name is Jack, and I'm really, really awesome. If you don't believe me, just listen to what my backup singers have to say about the subject.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really awesome, yeah.
Uh-huh, my name is Jack, and I am awesome. Oh yeah, my name is Jack and I'm awesome. Back me up, backup singers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really awesome, yeah.
My name's Jack and I'm awesome.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he wasn't bad. In the sand at the island, the kids would all sing, he would take a wrong key. So they rode on his head in the very donkey.
The kids come to our Jack, they try. They drop things on his back. Stop Jack or the water's lapping. Then they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy. Lap, lap, lap.
Playlist time. Sit down. Sit down. Smoke them if you got them. And pull out a pen. There will be a quiz sometime. I don't know when. All right. We started that set with Jack and Jill. A couple of Jack and Jill things. First was Pleasance Lowengard. A long time ago, I think she was much younger, and I'll bet she needed some help from her daddy, Henry. Right now, I'm sure she's old enough to do something like this by herself. Although I don't know, I haven't seen either of them for years. Thunder and Sunshine after that was for Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill by Thunder and Sunshine, right? You got that? The Jack and Jill Shuffle was Theo Beckford, some kind of reggae guy. Jackass, Anna Phyllis Smith. I get the idea there's a little anger there. So anyway, we'll leave that alone and move on to Harry Belafonte from 1956. The Jackass song. My friend Jack was a group called The Smoke back in the psychedelic days of the 60s. And then John Simon, My Name is Jack, which you remember by Manfred Mann, but John Simon actually wrote it. He was a film producer, and he wrote this song for a film called You Are What You Eat. I did not see that. And what can I tell you? Another visit from Beale Street Jack, this time talking about his famous accountant school. Jack, You're Dead was Joe Jackson from his album Jump and Jive, one of the main albums that got me interested in old music. Rick Wicker after that, One Eye Jack, and then Ballad of Captain Jack from The Space Lady. Space Lady is Susan Dietrich, who I think mostly spends her time in Europe, but I'm not sure. But she is on tour. She's on my Facebook page, and that's it. What can I tell you? And then, of course, The Who, Happy Jack, because I couldn't. Could not include that. I have found one really horrible version of it, but we skipped it. And that's basically why we gave Jack his name, because he was such a happy cat. Immediately after arriving in the house, he just like was like, all right, I'm going to like it here. He started purring all the time. You'll be looking at him across the room, and he'll start purring. It's just a really great thing for a cat to do. If you don't have cats, you don't know what I'm talking about. And so, okay, but at least the show wasn't about cats, all right? So we have all kinds of things. But I do have, coming up to finish everything off, we do have a cover version of a song. You probably think you know where I'm going here. But then there's two answer songs to this, and they all involve Jack, okay? So tell you what, come on back next week. We'll talk about something real, okay? Meantime, Jack says goodbye, and so do I. Have a good one.
You come back no more, no more, no more. You can't mean that.
I'm back no more.
What you trying to do?
I'm back no more.
Oh, come on, baby.
I'm come back no more.
Come on, baby.
Don't come back no more. Don't come back no more.
Now, every woman's entitled to one mistake. Lord knows I've made one. But baby, if you give me half a chance, I wanna make it up to you. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back.
Who's calling me? Oh, who's that calling me?
Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. When I told you I was through, and I told him to move on, didn't know I'd miss you so, but baby, I was wrong. Those nights without your love, they ain't worth thinking of. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back.
Oh, woman, save your breath. Little woman, save your breath.
Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back.
When you told me you was through and you told me to move on, I found a sweeter love than you. It didn't take me long.
No, now baby, please don't you do that to me. I need your crazy kisses so to rock me tenderly. Those nights without your love, they ain't worth thinking of. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back.
I'm never coming back. Ain't never coming back.
Come on back, Jack. Hey, Jack, come on back. Now I'm pleading with you, baby. What you got to say about it?
I ain't coming, honey.
Now, please, I apologize. I admit I was wrong. I help you all I can.
But I ain't coming. Remember I told you I'd get on my feet again?
But now, wait a minute, Jack. I'll help you. I told you I was sorry. But baby, I done found somebody.
When you came back, you said you would have pleased me. The next thing I knew, you went and deceived me. Why I said
I changed my mind, Jack, and I don't want you back. I changed my mind, Jack, and I don't want you back.
I don't want you back no more, no more.
I better go back, Jack. I go back, Jack.
I said I don't want you back no more.
Oh, 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 when I came back, I drove on to get a leg. I said from a year on out, things would be straight.
Yeah, when you came back, Jack, you were sure. That's why I said
I changed my mind, Jack, and I don't want you back. I changed my mind, Jack, and I don't want you back.
I don't want you back no more, no more.
I better go back, Jack. I go back, Jack.
I said I don't want you back no
kissing. This is the end.